Well, it's perfect timing that I've got David Pogue booked as a guest on the show to talk about his Take Back the Beep campaign against the cell phone companies for the minutes they steal from you in voicemail every year. David, it's always a pleasure having you on the show, but if you don't mind, I'd like to talk to you about something else first.
Sure.
Twitter went down this morning for 3 hours or so, and in fact, it's really, really slow right now. I was just sending out a tweet about the fact that I'm about to talk to you here on Cairo, and I'm having trouble even posting that tweet. This must have completely turned your world upside down, too.
You know, it's funny. Those guys never really intended or expected Twitter to take off the way it did. And I actually got to talk to the CEO recently at a conference, and, you know, I had some questions about the user interface and stuff, and the guy's like, dude, it's all we can do to keep the thing from breaking down under the traffic. We have no time for fixing, you know, the user interface and stuff like that. But I wouldn't notice, speaking of Twitter, you know what I'm doing today?
What?
Today is the publication day for a new book that I sort of edited. It's called The World According to Twitter, and it was written on Twitter. Every night I would ask a provocative question of my 500,000 followers, and the funniest responses got published. But in exchange for harnessing their cleverness and intellect during this sort of two-month game, I promised to send everyone whose tweet is included in the book a free autographed copy.
Oh, what were you thinking?
I know. I was out of my mind. There are 1,500 of them.
Oh!
I have been here for 2 days. My wrist, I kid you not, is swollen and in so much pain, and I just passed the halfway mark right when you called.
Not to mention the fact that you're giving away 1,500 free books that these people would have bought.
Well, but that was the incentive from the beginning, you know. That's their share of the royalties.
Yeah, but if I know the Twitterverse, they would have done it for nothing, David.
Yeah. Volume 2, you better believe it.
What?
A tip of the hat.
I knew you had the book coming out. I didn't think it was coming out until around Labor Day, but if it's out today, I'll put a link to it on my website, and I'll eventually try to tweet about it as well. But tell me some of the things you asked the Twitterverse to answer.
Oh, man, they're so funny. Like, make up the subject line of an email that you really don't want to open. Okay, and people send in things like, to my former sexual partners as required by law. Or, RE, what seems to have been your car. Or, I asked them, add one letter to an existing title and explain. So they came up with things like, Gringo Starr, the best drummer north of the border. And Tronto, T-R-O-N-T-O, the Canadian Lone Ranger's sidekick.
Those are good.
They are. They're very clever. And then there are human interest ones too, like describe your first kiss and what's the best advice your parents ever gave you and stuff like that.
So these are compiled. They're all less than 140 characters because that's what Twitter tweets have to be, a maximum length. And so you've compiled them. How many? You said you had 1,500 contributors who you have to send books to. How many tweets have you compiled into this book?
Ah, good question. So it's 2,454. So obviously, several people, a number of people, had multiple responses. One guy, I kid you not, it became his full-time job. There's this one guy in Tennessee who, over the course of the 2 months, submitted over 450 responses. And the thing is, he's really good. He's really funny. So 155 of them are actually in the book. He's by far the biggest contributor.
You might consider publishing his next book, David.
Seriously, I hope he doesn't see how much of his material is in the book and start thinking about, you know, maybe my name should be on the cover.
Yeah, you need him for volume 2, 3, 4, and all the way up. All right, let's talk about Take Back the Beep, your campaign against the cell phone companies, because you say that they are stealing our minutes.
I do. This started a couple years ago, and I spoke at a tech conference. It was a conference in Italy just for cellular company executives. And in one room were 200 cell phone companies from around the world represented in a single place. And I gave a keynote talk on, you know, where cell phones are going, but the fun thing was to hobnob with these guys afterwards and hear what they talk about. And what they talk about is, well, forgive the term, ARPU, average revenue per user. That's what they live and breathe. In other words, how much money can they make off of each person? And I had this theory, and I almost jokingly asked a couple of these guys, when I leave a message for you, and I leave a cell phone message, after your greeting, hi, this is Paul, leave a message, I then hear 15 seconds of instructions read to me very slowly by recorded voice that tells me, for example, when you have finished recording, you may hang up. No! Never would have guessed that. You know, to page this person, you know, as though I'm trying to reach my doctor and it's 1975.
to leave a numeric page is what they always say.
Page. Yes, yes. Not to be confused with the alphabetic page. And AT&T even has one where it says, to send a fax. To send a fax, press 4. From my cell phone? How does that work exactly? So as a joke, I asked this executive, you're just doing that to run up our bill, right? This is a method to get more ARPU. And since I used the term, he thought I was, you know, a fellow executive or something. He's like, sure. I mean, it's true. That is why the messages exist, to hold us on airtime longer. But the problem is, that's over time a lot of money that we're paying. If you do the math, you know, Verizon has something like 80 million customers. It's close to $1 billion a year when you consider the four carriers if you leave two messages a day, for example, just weekdays. And worse than that, it's your time. You know, it's 15 seconds each time. That's 3 hours a year you're going to spend just listening to the same message of stupid instructions. So anyway, so Take Back the Beep is sort of this movement that I started 1 week ago today, to try to get people to flood the carrier's email and web forums with complaints. I want to make people aware that their time and money are being wasted in a way that will lead them to action and make the carriers too embarrassed to go on.
All right, I want to hear what their response has been, but I got to take a quick break here. So if you'd like to hold on, push 1. This is News Talk 97.3 Cairo FM. News Talk 97.3 Cairo FM, Paul Harris talking with David Pogue, the personal tech columnist for the New York Times, and also the author of a new book just out today called The World According to Twitter. We've already covered Twitter, now we're talking about voicemail, where the cell phone companies, David says, are ripping you off for huge amounts of money in the aggregate every year, because every time you call to leave somebody a message, you get that woman who gives you instructions on how to leave a message as if you've never done it before. And by the way, while we're at it, while we're fighting back against the cell phone companies, I'd also like to entreat all of our listeners, David, everyone within the sound of our voices right now, when you have a voicemail outgoing message, you don't have to give me instructions on how to leave you a message either. How many people still have that thing, hi, please leave your name, your number, the reason you called, and a phone number, and a good time for me to get back to you? We know that already. It's 2009. Just say, hi, this is David. You reached my voicemail. Beep. That's all I need, right?
Yeah. You know, I am so much in sync with you. I think you and I need to just go for drinks every Friday night and commiserate. Not only that, but everyone within listening distance should rework their greetings, but they should also include the sentence, to cut to the beep, press star, because it turns out that there is a secret keystroke for each carrier that lets you cut to the beep. Of course, they don't publicize it. For Verizon, it's star. For Sprint, it's 1. For AT&T and T-Mobile, it's pound. But the problem is, your caller would need to know which carrier you have, or they wouldn't know what key to press.
Yeah, and so I couldn't just randomly push star pound 1 until I got to it?
No, you couldn't, because if you press the wrong key and you're calling a person with the wrong carrier, you enter the voicemail menus instead, and then you can't leave a message at all.
Okay.
So if you call Verizon and press pound, for example, that's the wrong key, and you'll wind up in a menu.
Okay. So what you're saying is, when I have my message that says, hi, this is Paul, you've reached my voicemail, skip to the beep by pushing whatever it is, that should be my new outgoing message.
Correct. So until the carriers make those instructions optional, this is the one way we can fight back, is to tell our callers how to get past those instructions.
All right. Now, you've publicized this for about a week now, and I'm guessing you've gotten a nice response from your readers and the Twitterverse especially.
Oh, my gosh. It's been unbelievable. It touched, obviously, a raw nerve. Everybody just thought they were stuck with it. It never occurred to anybody that they might be able to do something about it. But they are in a big way. I've gotten, you know, hundreds upon hundreds of emails. People are CCing me on what they're sending the carriers. In general, it's really impressive. I deliberately did not put a canned, copy and pasteable message. I wanted the carriers to know that people are, you know, taking the time to write these out individually. And all three of the big carriers set up special forums or addresses just to handle the volume of these complaints. The PR guy from AT&T originally told me, sure, if you want people to complain, they can just send email to me, which is very bold of him. He gave me his email address.
Mistake.
Yeah, it was a mistake. He a day later he said, please, don't have them do that anymore. Substitute this one. He said he had received, quote, thousands and thousands of complaints to his email box, and he had misunderstood the scope of what I intended to do.
Well, the reason I think this hit the nerve so much is because this isn't a big thing. This isn't like fixing health care or getting us out of a war or anything. This is one of those little annoyances that we all put up with, and we all think that same thing. I know how to leave a message, lady. I don't need your instructions. And it seems like the sort of thing that if enough of us speak up, and apparently you've motivated enough people to speak up, we can get things changed. My question is, are we getting things changed? What's the response? It's only been a week, but are the companies responding?
Well, so first of all, I'd love to address what you just said, because I have gotten a fair number of critical emails saying, I can't believe you're wasting your time and leveraging your popularity on something stupid like this 15-second message when we have so many bigger problems in this world. But yeah, that's the point. I would do no good at stopping war. I would not make a dent in climate change. This is something small, frustrating, that might actually work. So is there any change happening? I had the most interesting email today from someone anonymous using a Gmail account who claims to be a middle manager at, well, Big Red, he called it. I believe that would mean Verizon, who said that although Verizon hasn't said anything officially, he can tell me that the campaign has been a huge success. I am considered a gigantic thorn in their side. And we also know this because Verizon has instructed their customer service reps to write back to every single complaint. Now, they have this canned paragraph that they send you, which is really hilarious. It says, first of all, you should know the reason we have this instructions is for the benefit of new phone users who do not yet know how voicemail systems work.
What?
Yeah, come on. There is nobody like that left. I'm sorry. My 4-year-old can leave a voicemail message.
You're absolutely right.
The next thing it says is, you should also know that if you press the star key, you can bypass the message. Yes, I know, but we've already talked about this. That only works on Verizon. And then they say, I kid you not, you should also know that just by calling customer service, Verizon customers may have voicemail disabled entirely.
What?
This is their solution. It's like, my kid bites his nails, therefore I will cut off his hands.
Yeah, well, if you don't like the way we run voicemail, you can't have voicemail.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, and I really riled the head of Verizon Corporate CEO. This story, the Take Back the Beep thing, has become a news story in itself. And ABC News did a piece on it. Maybe it was just on the web, but it quoted Verizon's head PR guy as saying, we believe in letting consumers take control of their technology, and that's why we give them the option of turning it off. They don't. It's a total bald-faced lie.
Yeah.
So one night I Twittered, check out this interview with Verizon's PR guy where he lies. So he was really upset, and he called me at home, and he said, I never lied. I'm like, well, you said you can turn it off. And he said, I wasn't talking about the message. I was talking about voicemail. They misquoted me. They took me out of context.
Again, there's the nice option. If you don't like the way we run it, fine, don't have it at all.
So what I want to know, Paul, is when you join a big corporation, at what point do you lose your mind and become a corporate drone with no common sense?
Well, I think the minute you take a job in PR for that large corporation, that's pretty much on the application, I think.
But does he hear himself speaking? Just disable voicemail?
I love it. Hey, I've got a caller who wants to comment on this. Paul in Tacoma, you're on News Talk 97.3 Cairo FM. Say hi to David Pogue.
Yeah, I'm really intrigued by the conversation, and it all has to do with if you're a BlackBerry user. I just called my voicemail. I turned off the radio. I called my voicemail and got to that point where I could hit the star button, which is also the A button, and it immediately cut me off. So I'm wondering if that is something that all BlackBerry users can use, or is it just automatically cut you off?
Do you know about that, the application in BlackBerry?
So you called your own number, and what's your cell phone carrier for that BlackBerry?
It's Verizon.
So you press the star key?
Yes.
And did you get
also, which is also the A key.
Oh, I see. So you're saying that it hung up on you, or that you got the beep?
It automatically says goodbye, and it hung up on me within a second.
Oh, I see. I think probably because it thought you were pressing an A, you might need to hold down whatever shifting key turns the keys into the star.
So that's one thing I didn't try, but there have been other instances where I have done just that, and it hasn't worked. Now, it's not in this context, but I will give that a try as well.
Well, I think what we're going to have to do just is support David's campaign and get the phone companies to get rid of that recorded message at all. And by the way, Paul, my message to you is, what were you thinking? You said you turned down the radio. I think that's against the law, isn't it, David? If not, it should be.
I'm just following directions. See, I'm on the phone now, so my radio is off. So.
All right, I appreciate your call, and thank you very much.
All right, thanks, guys.
David, good luck with the campaign. Keep me posted on progress. I know you're only 1 week into this, but I'm happy to hear that people are responding, and hopefully the cell phone companies will respond as well.
Thanks, and thanks for helping to do your part in spreading the word.
I appreciate it. David Pogue, the personal tech columnist for the New York Times. He's online at his website, davidpogue.com. He's also in print now with another book called The World According to Twitter, which is just hitting bookstores today. I'm Paul Harris. This is the Dory Monson Show on News Talk 97.3 Cairo FM.